Yeah, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN here at 920, and we're talking with Alana Parker, Curator of Design at the Riley County Historical Museum. We're talking today about famous, well-known individuals who have either visited Riley County or spent some time living here. And I always think it's kind of fun to talk about some of the folks who maybe people aren't aware of that did live here, whether it was briefly or for a longer period of time. And Alana, I know you got some information on that.
Right. Well, and I thought we'd start with if anybody remembers Cassandra Peterson. So she was actually from the Leonardville area, but she was is an American actress, writer, and singer. But she's best known for her portrayal of the horror hostess character, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Peterson gained fame. She was actually on a Los Angeles television station. And she was wearing a revealing black gothic cleavage enhancing gown as host of Elvira's movie Macabre. But she was originally from the Leonardville area. And we do have in the collection of the Riley County Historical Society and Museum a cutout of Elvira. And I just love it. It is, as I described here, as this was described in the paper, what that character looked like. So I don't know if anybody remembers Cassandra Peterson. And I think she's still, if somebody else might know, if she's still acting, but I'm pretty sure she's still active in doing that. So she was from the area. And Jared Hess is another one who lived in Manhattan briefly. So he's best known for the films Napoleon Dynamite and Nacho Libre. That was with Jack Black there in that film. But Jared was born in Glendale, Arizona, and then he later attended Manhattan High School for 2 years. And then, so just that 2 years, he was here in our community. And then he transferred to Preston High School in Idaho. So kind of your neck of the woods there, graduating in 1997, and then went on to make major motion pictures. So I hate to admit, though, Napoleon Dynamite, that was the only movie I have ever walked out of in the theater because I just didn't understand it. My husband gives me such a hard time for that because he thinks it's so funny, that movie. But I hate to admit, that's the only movie, and I need to probably give it another chance, but I just didn't understand the humor. So it's the only movie I've ever walked out on in the theater.
That's funny you say that because I've had the same feeling about Nacho Libre myself. So I love Napoleon Dynamite, but... Yeah, Nacho Libre was not one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to give him another shot there. But that is kind of neat. We have that little connection there with that history with Jared Hess. And we did have that on exhibit for quite a while at the Riley County Historical Museum. There's the large cutout movie posters. It's not as large as our Elvira one, but there was one of Nacho Libre. The minute you walk through the museum doors into the lobby, looking straight ahead, it was Nacho Libre that greeted you there for a little while. So we've rotated those exhibits, and so he's gone to rest for a little bit. For preservation reasons, we rotate things out. But so that's kind of a neat piece of that history there, too. So at the Society Museum, we're always looking for collections with those types of connections. So that was another. I'm not sure, and you and I spoke about this earlier, how many people are aware that Gloria Vanderbilt, the heiress socialite, also lived here in Manhattan for a short period of time. Of course, being a Vanderbilt, she was well known. And then her son is Anderson Cooper, who is still active today in the news realm. But Gloria and her husband, Pat DeSico, moved to Kansas in 1942 from New York after he was stationed at Fort Riley for his basic military training. So they leased a home in Manhattan for the summer so that Gloria could be near her soldiering husband. So the newspapers reported, and this was, quote, considerable competition arose between Kansas towns for the honor of providing a home for Gloria. So again, the paper said, quote, in a flying trip here yesterday, the socialites of New York and Hollywood rented the home of Arthur F. Pine at 409 North 17th Street, which is still standing today. So it's got beautiful bay window there on the front of the house. And that was the home that they rented for that period of time. It did say Topeka and Salina tossed out the welcome mats for the heiress, but her husband, after spending several days in Manhattan, apparently liked the city so well, he discarded any idea that his wife may have had about locating elsewhere and decided on Manhattan. So she didn't really have a say in the matter. She was going to live here in Manhattan. So they lived at this location for around 5 months. But when they moved, unfortunately, they left behind some of the debts as well as their furniture. So that furniture was temporarily seized to secure some of the unpaid bills. So in the Manhattan Republic newspaper, they reported in December of 1942 that creditors in Manhattan were seeking to force the auctioning of $7,800 worth of furniture, and that's approximately today, it'd be around $127,000 in the home of Gloria Vanderbilt in order to recoup those debts. So that's kind of a funny story there too. And so anybody who might remember when Gloria Vanderbilt lived in our community for about 5 months.
That's fascinating. And I had no idea the tie to Anderson Cooper there. Is she still living?
She did pass away. And I believe that was, oh gosh, maybe 6 years ago. Time's gone so quickly, I cannot remember. And I apologize, I don't have that handy. But she has passed away.
Okay. It's always fascinating to hear kind of the Hollywood connections here, obviously with Cassandra Peterson. And looking at her bio, and it looks like she is still active. She does a lot of voice roles for Scooby-Doo cartoons and such, and a lot of Halloween-themed stuff. No surprise there. But and it looks like she's going to be releasing her autobiography later this year, so we'll be looking for that sometime in September.
Ooh, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah. You said sometime in September?
Sometime in September, which is actually when her birthday is. She'll be 70 this year.
Interesting. Gosh, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'll have to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
Very neat. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, no problem. Again, we're talking with Alana Parker here, curator of design at the Raleigh County Historical Museum. Any other Hollywood ties here that we might know?
A really fun one, Shirley Temple. Little Shirley Temple was actually here in Manhattan. This was on June 14th, 1938. Shirley Temple made her way through Raleigh County, and she stopped in Manhattan for lunch. So the lunch spot she chose was Shoes Cafe. It hosted the 9-year-old star, and the Manhattan Morning Chronicle documented the event. They said, quote, "The dimple-cheeked 9-year-old stole Manhattan's hearts in less than half an hour. Unheralded, she rode into town in a big black limousine from Hollywood. Hundreds gathered at the Points Avenue restaurant to get a glimpse of the star." So in the paper, they had an interview with the waitress who served Shirley Temple. Her name was Altha Minton, served as Shirley Temple's waitress. And she said for her work, Temple left $1.50 tip, which that's approximately today, it'd be around $28. So that was a pretty generous tip. And apparently Shirley Temple ordered cream chicken on toast and chocolate milk. So that's kind of a fun story there too. Just as you mentioned, different Hollywood actors and actresses making their way and making time to stop here in Manhattan. So that was kind of a fun story there from 1938 in Shirley Temple. And I did want to mention that was not her only time here in Manhattan. She actually came back in 1979 and spoke at one of the Landon Lectures through Kansas State University. And at that point, too, she was also a U.S. ambassador. And her topic of her program was, "It's All Perceptions Now." So I'm not sure. I'll have to go back. And what's really neat, if you've looked around on the website for K-State and the Landon Lectures, they've actually archived. I'm so thankful they've done this. You can actually go back and listen if those Landon Lectures were recorded. So you can go back and listen to those. So I can't remember if Shirley Temple's I believe she's got hers archived, so I'll have to go back and listen to that. So that's pretty neat. So anybody who's interested, there's a whole list of speakers that have been here, past U.S. presidents. I've got a list of those here that thought might be fun to talk about if anybody had a chance to go see them speak. But I just think it's really neat. You can go back to that archive and take a listen at their speech that they gave.
You know, she's pretty fascinating person. Not too many people have a drink named after them, you know?
Right. Absolutely. But I thought it was neat that she came back. So here she was as a 9-year-old, and then she came back again and spoke in Manhattan in 1979.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Time to take our second break of the show, so we'll do that next and come back more with Alana Parker from the Riley County Historical Museum after this on News Radio KMAN.